All right, good morning. This is Commissioner Brooks. It's June 30th, 9:33 a.m. We have at least four action items on the agenda. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. Chairman Holton is in interviews for a new TCA, so he will not be joining us this morning. First up, we have Captain Gentry to present a resolution approving award of officer's badge and duty weapon. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I just want to first off just say thank you guys for having me here today. Just a little bit about Detective Mike Bryant. He's had 25 years of service here at the Sheriff's Office. He started out his career in our jail, did that for a little bit. Then he was a patrol officer. Then he was a detective, and then transitioned over to narcotics. And now he is back working major fraud cases for us. 25 years of service for law enforcement is such a substantial amount of time, and he has done us great here by the county. So with that, I would ask that you consider, and it's customary for us to kind of as a parting gift to give them their due service weapon and their gun. So.
Commissioner Brooks. Yep, thank you for being here. You also are a tenured officer that can speak to the service of people like this that have served the citizens of Canyon County for a quarter of a century and done it through the ranks of all kinds of different dangerous and interesting assignments. So I don't personally know Detective Bryant, but I appreciate your words of commendation on the record for his service, and it is with honor and pride that we as a board, that would be my motion, Chairman, that we award the duty handgun and his sheriff's badge to Detective Mike Bryant for his distinguished years of service with Canyon County.
And I will second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Captain.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks,
sir. Next up, we have the renewed Veeam Right Systems Agreement. Morning, Director. Good morning, Business Manager.
Morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning,
Mrs. Chair. So yeah, this is the renewal for a Veeam product that we use within our environment. I believe the VA has reviewed this renewal. This is something we've been using for quite some time. We recently hired a new sysadmin 3 as well that did a review of all the licensing for this and really wants to get a project going to rebuild our Veeam environment. Veeam is for our first line of full recovery in case of any kind of disaster that could strike. And we even store some of these backups at the East Complex for protection of the county's data. They're usually on retention for about 60 to 90 days. But we're always doing nightly and weekly backups of our data. And then, sorry, kind of got off my order of things, but yeah. And then the cool part is even rebuilding the new environment and rebuilding some of these backup jobs, the licensing is good. He's evaluated everything, and this will cover us for the next fiscal year.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any questions, Chairman. Thank you, and thank you to Katie for being here. I know she manages a lot of these contracts, and there are many with IT. So having the renewals, the information on the quotes, and the renewed price, all that is really critical for Canyon County taxpayers, and I move that we approve the Veeam renewal with Right Systems Incorporated in the amount of $26,900. Provided legal has given it its blessing. I'm assuming they have.
Yes, legal's reviewed it.
Okay. Thank you.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The board has their page up there.
So after this one, you want to reset?
Well, Well, let's do that, because that's different than...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Morning, Director Loper.
Good morning.
What do you have for us this morning?
So, yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, we're here today to go over the ordinance that we've been working on, some of the updates to the solid waste, the Kenyon County Solid Waste Ordinance. Basically, what's being presented in these in this ordinance changes is we've just kind of updated the ordinance a little, added some definitions, described some of the definitions in a little better manner, changed just some of the old antiquated language. I think the highlight, though, for the board to really be aware of is we embellished or improved the penalty area for uncovered loads, littering throughout the county. And then also, Chairman Holton suggested that we add in some language for interference with landfill activities. I don't, if you want to look on page 5 of 7 of the actual ordinance, where it goes through the sections, we added B, C, and D to talk about persons or companies operating equipment in unsafe manners, and some of the penalties that would go along with that. I don't know. Does Aaron have anything else to add to that? It's pretty straightforward. It's not a huge change. I think that's kind of the biggest change within the ordinance.
Commissioner Brooks and Mr. Loper, we have done originally kind of looked at this for a number of different options back in December regarding kind of looking at how this would function and interact with the transfer stations and the ordinance itself. Just needed to be kind of reorganized. We had repeated definitions in multiple sections, and so it was a little more confusing. And then we also just were kind of running in from solid waste standpoint some issues with how to enforce some of these provisions and some of the punishment if there were violations occurring, and redefining those violations, as well as adding different definitions that complied with state and federal definitions and law. So we kind of, instead of just taking we're going to just piecemeal this into adding one little section here or there, we just rewrote the entire and reorganized and renumbered the entire ordinance to make it flow better, to make it a little more easily digestible for the public, as well as to provide, one is David Loper will be here for a long time. He's not always going to be here, so we kind of made it a little more generic as far as solid waste director being able to have control and discretion in a lot of these, as well as to, I think, I was looking for Daniel, but to enhance kind of protection of the solid waste employees, the solid waste persons who are using our facilities, and provide them with a little greater protection, and to give Mr. Loper and his crew up there a little more ability to maintain and supervise the solid waste landfill. So I think all those have been reached. This has been a long process to some extent, but all along the way, Mr. Loper and specifically Daniel as well, reviewed everything. We constantly were changing the language and coming back to the board with some of those things. So I think we've reached a good, solid waste ordinance that the county can rely upon without having to change in upcoming years.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, to add one more thing to that, we updated the language so that when transfer stations are built, that the ordinance is consistent with transfer stations as well as meaning sites throughout the county.
So Chairman, thank you for updating this language. It does remove specified penalties to allow for changes maybe in state law, which is a good thing. Some of those that are set fail to keep up with because it's a process to go back through the legislature. So I like that. And then with the section that's been added that was suggested by Chairman Holton, it's significantly more punitive in that, which I think is a good thing. That helps keep our landfill operations running. And then I've not seen this. I like the not repugnant to law. I appreciate that language. And then, just the update on what that was, even with rubbish, non-petrusible, I guess, is what we're talking about here. So I'm in favor of all of the proposed changes, given that it's passed by our legal and our director, who deserves a shout out for how well he runs that. And he's got a great assistant director, Daniel Bacuna. So great team.
And Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I did run this through the SWAC the last meeting. So the ex officio members, some of the industry that were there are aware of it, and they didn't have any concerns.
Yeah, and I appreciate too the statement that you've included that where the county is looking and growing, that it's protection for potential transfer station sites. The county controls garbage under state law, so we are protecting that for the taxpayers.
Director, I was kind of hoping to see something about origination and disposal location in this, but that's not up for this particular amendment.
Commissioner or Chairman Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, no, we did not add any. We do have the section where it talks about, let me find it here. Boy, the sites.
It's on page 2, the bottom. Solid waste disposal site.
Yes, so solid waste disposal sites. It reads the only lawful site or sites for the dumping and depositing of solid waste in Canyon County shall be at those areas designated at Pickles Butte in Canyon County, Idaho, or any other site specifically approved by the Board of County Commissioners. So that's where the transfer station kind of language comes in. So, yeah, I mean, if you read that, it talks about if you're gonna dump or deposit or dispose of solid waste in Canyon County, it has to be an approved site or sites by the board, meaning Pickles Butte or any other site that the board approves. It does not talk about if waste is disposed in other areas or outside of the county. We did not add that language into this version. It's certainly something we'll keep an eye on, and it's something that we can revisit in the future if we need to or if it becomes an issue. But at this point, we felt like that didn't need to be added into the ordinance at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the ordinance of the Canyon County Commissioners amending Chapter 2, Article 3, Solid Waste Disposal Regulations, the Canyon County Code of Ordinances, severability clauses, and effective dates, and that we also approve the summary of ordinance for the same for solid waste disposal regulations in Canyon County as presented.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Good changes. Okay, so before we take up FAIR, since you have the your second go around with your budget, what do we need? 10 minutes? We're just going to take a recess until. If I name a time, do we have to wait until that time?
Yeah.
9:55.
Thank you.
Thank you.